This podcast of Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay is brought to you by South Bend International Airport. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
Amy came to visit me from St. Joe today, which means we're talking fun stuff. Hi.
Hello. Happy New Year. How are you?
I'm good. Things never slow down for either of us.
So
I feel like that's why we get along so well.
That's good.
You know, we're both just constantly moving. So I know that you're moving on now. Three different things that I have on my list from you.
Yep.
Chili Tour,
yeah.
Beer Fest, and Ice Fest.
Yeah, a lot of festivals.
Let's start with Chili Tour.
Perfect. It's on February 26th, downtown St. Joe from 5 to 8. You can pick up a map and a voting ballot. Of course, the people's choice is always important to be able to vote. For $2 a map or ballot. And so you start at the Welcome Center. The Hilton Garden Inn is our sponsor, so they'll be in the Welcome Center with some really great chili from their restaurant. And then you just cruise around downtown. There's all sorts of great restaurants that are downtown, but most exciting to me is that even those downtown merchants are partnering with outlying members of St. Joe today, so other restaurants, things like Coaches, who are not downtown, will be able to come down, and they're a pretty regular winner.
I was going to say, aren't they like the reigning champs or something?
So good.
So for anyone who is unfamiliar with what the Chili Tour means, basically downtown St. Joe, courtesy of St. Joe today putting this on, you'll be able to go and grab your ballot. Is there a fee?
It's $2 for the ballot.
Perfect.
So you just do that and then you get to try all the chili you can manage.
And then you vote. And maybe it's Coaches, maybe it's someone else this year.
You never know. It could be Hilton Garden Inn.
Exactly.
Could be Bistro. Could be anybody.
So about how many people typically are there? I mean, is it 20s-ish? Do we just not know yet?
There's over 20 different stops for chili.
Wow.
Along the tour.
Yeah. Okay, so come hungry. Don't eat it all during the day.
No.
And then where can we get more details on this?
stjoetoday.com. Yep,
okay.
stjoetoday.com. Or you can call us always at 269-985-1111.
Very good. So that's Chili Tour. And I mean, that's pretty simple, right?
It's
anything else we're missing?
It's lots of fun. Bring your family, bring your friends, try some chili, check out some stores.
When I've done this in the past, it gives you the opportunity, if you've never taken the time to check out what each store in downtown St. Joe offers, this allows you to at least go in and be like, okay, well, now I know where I can find this cool sign for my house or this clothing for a gift. So that's great. So now this is the big one. I've seen this on Facebook all over. The Beer Fest.
Oh, that Beer Fest. It's a blast.
Is this the third?
It's the third annual St. Joseph Winter Beer Fest.
Okay.
So it's right on the corner of Lake and Broad Streets in the parking lots there. We'll have over 16 breweries from that are local, that are regional, that are statewide. Just some really great breweries who are going to bring things that maybe you've tried. Mm-hmm. And then they're all brewing something very specific and very special that are kind of premiered at this event.
Okay. Since we have some time, let's dig into it a little bit. What time does it take place on that day?
Sure. It's from noon to 4.
Okay.
You can buy tickets online through the Mendel Center. And if you do that, you can pick up your tickets starting at 11 a.m. that Saturday.
Okay.
So you can get your tickets, get your wristband, and then at noon you can just roll through the door.
I'm sure the way that it works is you buy your ticket, and then just whenever you come show up is when you just have your tickets available for you at the check-in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly. Or you can buy them at the tickets at the Welcome Center, and then you've got them. You can pick them up through the Mendel Center, have them mail them to you. To me, it's always easiest just to have them mailed or pick them up at the Welcome Center.
How much are they?
$35 a ticket.
Okay. What does that include?
It includes your beer cup.
Okay.
Then our beer cups this year are sponsored by the 2018 Senior PGA, which is great. So you'll grab your beer cup, and then you have 12 tokens, so you can try 12 different beers.
Holy cow.
I know. Well, there are tastes. Lindsay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's still 12. That's a good number, though.
It's a good number. Well, there's so many. You know, the exciting thing is there are so many really, really good beers. And it's great. So if you and I went, we would have 24 between us, so we can, you know, we can share,
there
we can
go.
Taste them, and you just get a really great sampling of so many great breweries.
Are you still working on putting together the breweries that'll be there? Do we have a list of them anywhere that we can find?
Or? Yeah, you can, there's all sorts of stuff. There's Arclight, Bell's, Black Rock, Black Dragon, Meadery, Founders, Armory, or Grand Armory, Greenbush, Delivery, North Pier, Old Nation, which is a new one for us, which we're really excited about. They make a really great mead. Round Barn, Shorts, Silver Harbor, Tapestry, Watermark, Sister Lakes Brewing is new for us this year. We're really excited to have them as well. They're putting out some great beer.
Holy cow, that's a lot.
I know.
What's great about this, too, is that it gives you something to do right in the middle of winter. I think we all kind of get a little stir crazy towards the end of this month.
Yeah, and I think if anyone was there last year, if you were there, we sold out. Every year we sell out.
Yes.
So get your tickets early. But most importantly to me is the cool thing about the St. Joe Today staff is every single post-event that we get to, we kind of look at things and say, okay, what do we need to tweak to make it better, a better experience for our attendees? So we, instead of having one tent, we have two tents, and the one tent is bigger, and then there's a whole nother tent. So there should be plenty of room. We'll have two food trucks, so it'll be great to have food there. There'll be Jellyfish Productions is doing some great DJ music for us, and just having a great time.
Even better, music and then the food trucks.
Yeah.
That was my next point, though, is I know that this one does sell out.
Fast.
So do not procrastinate. Do not wait. Just get them now.
No, just get them now. Okay. Do it as quick as you can.
So Beer Fest is January 27th.
Yep.
And then we're moving right along to Ice Fest.
I know.
This is the big one. There's like something that's going on constantly the entire weekend for Ice Fest. So when is it this year?
It's Friday the 2nd of February through Sunday the 4th.
Okay.
So on Friday night, we start with ice competition, single carver ice competitions. And then we have team competitions on Saturday. Saturday finalizes in the afternoon with the Ice Wars, which is really cool. Just a boxing ring and two guys with some ice, which is really great, isn't it?
Where do these ice carvers come from?
They come from all over.
Okay.
They're all professional ice carvers. They're all sanctioned ice carvers. So these guys are just amazing. If you go to our Facebook page or our website, there are pictures of past Ice Fests. And the sculptures, we were looking at pictures this morning, and they are, you know, they're probably 10 or 12 feet tall.
Oh, yeah.
And they're massive, and they are super cool.
The kids love watching this happen.
Yep.
And then seeing what, I guess, they create. And you can walk around and see them throughout downtown St. Joe that really entire weekend.
Yep.
Is there a theme that you choose, or how does that work for what gets carved?
It's so local businesses and folks sponsor ice carvings.
Got it.
So sometimes they'll say, hey, can you you know, can you get me an eagle? Or they'll say, you know what, leave it up to the carver. And then they just kind of go wild.
Yeah, yeah. So it depends. I know last year I was at the Buck. I remember being at the Buck when they showed up and it was a hamburger. So, you know, just like fun things like that.
Yes.
Okay, then go along with the theme
super
of
super goofy.
Yeah.
Or a chicken.
Okay, so I know that there's also the fire and ice party that kicks off that night too.
So that's actually on Friday night. So on Friday, you'll have the single carver competitions. And then we've got the Tower of Fire and Ice. So it's a huge bonfire at the corner of State and Pleasant, which is right downtown and pretty ridiculous. And then you can go right down to Chatelaine Ballroom and do the Fire and Ice Party, which is always a good time. So you can get tickets through for the Fire and Ice Party through Chatelaine.
That goes pretty late. And it's actually a party that like adults can go and attend, right?
Yeah, I would say that's just adults.
Yeah. With fire and ice combination there. Anything else going on that weekend that we can, I guess, make note of that we might not already know? Or
you know what? All of the, there's a magic show. There's a Snowbiz scavenger hunt, so you can do a scavenger hunt through all the different sculptures. There's a magic ice throne that you can get your picture taken on. We're going to bring back the frozen fish toss.
Oh.
The livery is sponsoring that. So our tagline last year was any fish, any hole.
Oh my gosh.
So totally
so
ridiculous.
I don't even want to participate. I just want to watch somebody else do this.
It's ridiculous, but it's really fun. So it's fun during the day for kids and families. And then there's some really cool stuff to do at night for adults.
Before we kind of do a recap of the three things we just covered today, I'm just curious, what else are you working on looking at the future of 2018?
There's a lot going on, Lindsay. It's great. But I before we move on, I do want to mention Silver Beach Pizza was our sponsor for Ice Fest.
Okay.
And they do they're so generous and so supportive every year for this event and
Kudos.
Just really make this community event happen. So
Silver Beach Pizza.
Yay, Dave and Jay Castles.
Yes.
But then we're working on, then we'll start working on, and we're already in the process of finalizing the lineup for Barbecue Blues and Bluegrass, which is really going to be hot this year. It's going to be so great. We have a new event that we're working on in the fall that we'll announce as soon as it gets approved and we get everything in line. But we're pretty excited about that. We're talking to chalk artists for Chalk the Block already.
Yep.
Just really trying to solidify our summer season, which for us is the busiest season.
Oh, yeah.
But not by much.
Can you believe it? I mean, we're talking about this already, but per usual, this takes planning. Probably things like Antiques on the Bluff, Farmer's Market per usual, and just the things that you'll see downtown St. Joe. Kudos to St. Joe today for putting them all together. The ones that we can enjoy again over the coming weeks. Chili Tour, that's January 26th. Beer Fest, January 27th. And then the Ice Fest is February 2nd?
February 2nd through 4th.
Very good.
Yeah.
All of these are listed all over the place.
All over the place. But you can find out lots of details at stjoetoday.com. And for things like Antiques on the Bluff and Farmer's Market and the Artisan Fair, those applications are already on our website.
See?
So head right there. I mean, really, they...
Yeah. Just
it's off season,
if you're
right?
interested in being there this summer, get your application in now. Always just more details by checking out their website or, of course, stop in and see them.
Yeah, at 301 State Street, right at the corner of Pleasant and State. It would be great to see everybody.
Yeah, and she'll come in and give you some updates as what's going on as the months continue to approach. But in the meantime, don't forget to go and get involved with the Chili Tour and get those beer tickets now. Don't wait.
You got it.
Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.